Hey y'all, I know it's outside of my usual upload hours, but I just wanted to get something off my chest real quick. It's okay, so today I'm just going to rant a little bit. I'm not really talking about my usual stuff today, because I feel like a lot of people in this country are heartless and soulless. And being that I have a lot going on with myself, I can sympathize a lot easier than a lot of people. And I think a lot of people don't seem to understand how difficult it is to be a person of color in this country. And I just wanted to touch on that just a tad bit. I'm not the one to bring up the so-called quote-unquote race card. My whole thing is, what's wrong is wrong, and you can't ignore it. You can try to ignore it all day, but it doesn't go anywhere. So what's the point? And I wanted to address some issues with our president and the administration and people who seem to not completely understand where a lot of Americans are coming from. When it comes to the immigrations, the children being taken away from their parents and being held somewhere, anywhere in America, and a lot of the parents don't even know where their children are. It's an issue. It's a big issue. And for one, I really don't really care for it. So I think it's old, and I think it's outdated practice, and I believe that things need to change in America. And if it doesn't change, then we're gonna have issues. A lot of us is gonna have a lot of issues. And it's not just immigrants, and it's not people who came over here for a better life that you disagree with. It's not just them. It's people who were born here, American citizens, who are going to have an issue. And they're gonna keep having an issue, because this is gonna keep being an issue. And a lot of people fail to understand that this isn't new. There's nothing new about this. DHS has been doing this for a long time. CPS has been assisting with separating children from their parents for various reasons. Sometimes they don't even have to have a reason. One of my triggers is the fact that I was stolen from my mother, and I was given to my dad for no apparent reason. And my whole thing is that it's not new. Children have been kidnapped from their parents way before I was even born, way before you were born, before your grandmother, your mother. I mean, look at your history books, and even past that, you can't deny the fact that what's wrong is wrong. If you're gonna ship these illegal immigrants back to their countries, then let them take their kids with them. What is it benefiting us to keep these kids here while we have heartbroken parents crying and begging for their children back? Just give them their kids. I don't understand that. It's just ridiculous and brainless. It's just dumb. And that's, you know, it's just ignorant. I never understood that. I never understood keeping kids away from their parents. Unless the parents were like some type of drug addict or a drug lord or something like that. Somebody that's doing some type of really damaging things. But coming over here for a better life, and there's no evidence of them abusing their children or having them in a dangerous environment or anything like that, you have no right. Our government sucks. And I know a lot of people is going to disagree with me, but I really do not care. And it could be just one of my alters talking right now. I don't care. We are going to just say whatever we feel like saying, because this is my platform, and if you don't like it, you don't have to listen. However, like I said, this is a rant, and so that's exactly what I'm gonna do. I'm going to rant, and you know, this is just part of me and my life. I feel like there are some things that I need to talk about, and so darn it, I am. Another thing that irritates me is the flag issue and how people are calling themselves patriots of America just because they stand up for a flag. And they say that people who kneel or don't stand up for the anthem and salute the flag aren't Americans. They're not pro-America. Here's the thing. Opting out of saluting and standing for the national anthem is a constitutional right. So as a pro-American, don't you think that that would be one of the things that you would back up and support? It is our constitutional right. So why are you against it? It's like really idiotic. Yet a whole bunch of you do it every single day. Every single day, you demand an outrage about something that is pro-American. It's American. We have laws that back up these kneeling people, kneeling citizens who are just as American as you are. The only thing is, they don't want to sit down and just idly let corruption and police brutality of all people go unnoticed. They prefer to do something about it. Now, I get it. You don't want to lose your job, and you know, you don't want your neighbor to look at you differently, or your friends, or your family, whatever, blah, blah, snore. That's up to you. But the brave of us decided to say screw that and do something about it. And yes, it makes you uncomfortable, and it makes you want to scream, oh, I'm a veteran, and or I know of a veteran, and my family was a veteran. You know, whatever. Look, my husband, okay? He's a veteran too. So, you know, and he's not sitting up here trying to tell people what they can and cannot do. He's not forcing people to stand up to salute the flag while singing a racist song. I mean, come on. Have some sense. I don't really care. My whole thing is let people do whatever the heck they want to do. As long as it's not bothering you and it's not infringing on your rights, who the heck are you to tell someone else what they can and cannot do? This is America. Either you're going to get with it or you're going to get lost. Have a good day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.